For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. This week, we had a chance to touch base for the first time with Senator Tori Westrum during this 2025 legislative session. And of course, a lot of attention on the House and their dysfunction brought a lot of attention there to start the first few weeks. Once again this week, your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Tori commented on that rocky start and also just a few more details on what's been going on the Senate side.
Well, they did. It's certainly been a topsy-turvy start to this 2025 legislative session. Not like any other I've seen and experienced in the past, and frankly, I don't think ever. We've never had all of the Democrat House members refuse to show up for work for nearly 4 weeks at the beginning of session, all because they didn't win some elections and didn't want to share power or give up power. Finally, they worked that out. I think that was a very bad look for the Democrats, and somebody that runs for the office, you ought to show up for work and not try to use a parliamentary maneuver cling on to power that you're not going to have in the end anyways. So that was unfortunate for the taxpayers and the voters that they that voted them in. I know there's recall petitions going forward on many of them, and hopefully that recall, seldom, rarely, if ever used a statute, gets put to good use, because I think certainly one of the things of a recall is malfeasance, and certainly not showing up and deliberately, intentionally refusing to show up for work is malfeasance in most people's books. And so we'll see how that unfolds or plays out here. But they are back to work. Representative Paul Anderson is now the Ag Chair here from Senate District 12, somebody I can work well with. He's a farmer, got a farm background, as do I, and those are two committees we share. I serve on the Ag and Rural Broadband Committee here in the Senate, and he's in the House. So I look forward to good things coming out of that. But we are back, certainly in session. The Senate had its own little topsy-turvy with a 33-33 tie at the beginning for 4 weeks. And so we had a co-chair power-sharing agreement, which I had the honor to be able to co-chair the Ag Committee again as the chair of the Republicans and Senator Putnam as the Democrat co-chair. That has since changed a couple of weeks ago now, because the special election that in Minneapolis did was won by a Democrat senator, so they now have 34 to the 33 Republicans. So certainly a narrow margin, and the bottom line of that, Joe, is we have got to work together, and we don't have to have the trifecta of the Democrats running all of the House, Senate, and governor's office as they did the last 2 years and left us in quite a mess financially, as well as many extreme social policies and other policies that they rammed through. And on top of that, a lot of waste and fraud. They blew through an $18 billion surplus, raised taxes $10 billion to boot, rather than cutting taxes or giving it back to the taxpayers. And now we are facing some deficits, and we will have a February forecast that comes out next week that gauges where the state revenues are at, and that will really give us guidance on setting our budget for the next 2 years. The last forecast in November indicated a deficit coming. Rumors on the street are that the deficit is going to get worse. We will wait and see, but that's what a lot of finance chairs and committees were waiting for next week, to see those numbers to make the best budget for the next 2 years. And I guess one thing I'll just highlight, you know, when we talk about budgets and waste, the North Star Corridor commuter rail, a report came out this week. You maybe saw that in the news. It's very unflattering for the North Star Corridor. Unfortunately, it's showing the waste that that train was from the beginning. I did not support it then. I don't support it now. It's basically a glorified trolley, and now the report shows there's under 100,000 users in a year, and their fares are only paying 3% of the operating cost. And so it's time to probably shut that train down and go to what people want to use, which is either rapid bus transit service or have good roads so you can drive and get to where you want to go, which is, I think, the most preferred by most individuals.
You know, Tory, I think in recent years there was a safety issue. I don't know if people felt safe using the train.
Well, that's another issue, too. Both the commuter rail, not to be confused with the light rail, but they're both basically one and the same. The commuter rail has a little more limited hours, where light rail in the cities, running from Minneapolis down to the airport in Bloomington and then also over to St. Paul here. But you're right, it's a safety issue, and it's become a default homeless shelter. If you ride the train down here at all, it's at night especially, in the winter, it's kind of a homeless shelter. And other nefarious things going on the train, and so a lot of people do have concern for safety, drug use or other assaults or violence, and people defecating at times or going to the bathroom on it. It's very much not a desired way for most people to travel or transit, and you're stuck to only where the train goes. If you have to go to a place that's 2 miles off a stop, that's a lot of walking in the cold winter. And I think that's part of why the North Star commuter rail was a flawed strategy from the beginning. Of course, those that pushed it thought, oh, it's going to be something that everybody from Big Lake and West, Stearns County, would drive down to and get on. And the numbers are just proving that is not strategy or not a reality that people want to do, nor do they find it convenient or a reason that they get out of their car to do it. And so we're going to look at that very hard, but it's just an example of some of the waste that's going on here in the state budget that was passed by the Democrats the last 2 years, and we have got to clean up those budgets, find better ways to use the taxpayer money, and fix these deficits that the Democrats spent us into.
I think a lot of constituents still remember how the session wrapped up last year, and there's still a very not good feeling on how just the chaos how that session ended. And we always hear about working together and trying to find something, some common ground here, but it's hard, I think, from a common person perspective. We can't quite understand a day-to-day life of a legislator, but just what we see from the outside looking in, it's hard to imagine we can see some cohesiveness moving forward.
Sour taste in the mouth of Republicans, and you cannot trust the Democrat leadership, even though they might say something better or something different now. But it's the reason that when we voted for a president, re-elected a president this past session when it began, I was one of a few that did not support our current president just because of the tactic and what he was willing to do to throw out all the rules. And it's hard to work together when you've got people that are willing to violate all the rules just to get what they want and essentially cheat, even though they mismanaged their time the days before. They could have done things the day before and the day before that rather than leave it all to the last hour of session and then violate the rules just to pass what the Democrats wanted passed.
Senator Tory Westrum joining us on CASM Radio. Just a portion of her conversation we had back on Thursday. We'll stay up to date, talk to Senator Westrum, and also on Monday we'll have State Representative Jeff Howe at 8 o'clock on CASM Radio.